Hey, so week four of my triumphant return slash comeback to podcasting. And what I want to talk about is the wobbles. So I know I'm not the only one who does this, but I have this tendency to have this really great, big, grand idea, go at a bullet a gun to get things happening, and then want to backpedal and go and hide. And I wanted to bring this and break it down a little bit because I know I'm not the only one who struggles with this. But, you know, week one felt like ripping a Band-Aid off. I felt fantastic. It was like, oh my God, this is so good. I have ripped the Band-Aid off. I am good to go. And then the second week, life threw a whole bunch of curveballs at me and it had me really doubting myself. But I showed up and recorded, even though I was a day late. Just to kind of show myself I could do it. Week three came and I decided to do the Kyle and Jackie O episode. And that actually felt great. It was good. Like I actually really enjoy that format where I'm pulling apart a topic and I want to do a lot more of that. I've wanted to do one about the Louis Theroux manosphere thing. I've also been thinking I'd like to do one around the huge impacts of GLP-1s on our relationships with our bodies and what's kind of happening in that space at the moment. I've also wanted to do one on how AI, I think, is impacting our relationship to our own voices. But this week, nothing was feeling inspired. I was like, I don't really want to record anything. And I started to recognize that I was thinking to myself, is this worth talking about? Am I moving in the right direction? Will anyone care if I just disappear anyway? Do I actually really want to be committing to doing this weekly? Because right now it feels really hard. Am I trying to like force some kind of momentum that just really isn't probably there? Now that the whole novelty of ripping this Band-Aid off has happened and I've done that, is this actually what I want? And it's interesting because I did think, you know, no one's going to notice if you disappear. But then I also thought, no, but you will. You will, Carly. You will notice. And so I decided to throw away the ideas of the topics that I was going to research and share a lot of thoughts around because it just felt too hard. And I thought, okay, if you're going to commit to doing this, you also have to find ways to make it feel easier. And this is what I always used to say to clients, like, stop overcomplicating it. Just come back to basics. What could you do that would continue you moving in the direction that you want to move without all of the pressure? Like, what would feel easy? And so I thought, you know what? Talking about this might feel easy. We'll just try. Because what I did was come back to thinking, why am I doing this? Why do I want to come back? And I think there's a couple of elements here. One is, and I've spoken about this before, I know that from my previous experience, showing up week in, week out for a podcast for, you know, 7 odd years, it had an impact on my relationship with my voice. I trusted it. I felt confident in it. And I haven't lately. And so maybe this return, while it feels really uncomfortable, could help me move in that direction of where I actually do want to go. I do want to feel more confident in my voice. I do want to be able to send voice notes to my friends without questioning myself, hitting stop and going. Like, I want to be able to give myself permission to speak and take up space without apology. And I'm not there right now. But that's the direction I want to move in. And right now, this feels as good of a way as any to do that, to rebuild the trust in my own relationship with my own voice. So, you know, I think there's this kind of thing that happens where you rip off the Band-Aid, you get really excited about something, you commit to it, and then, yeah, you want to backpedal. You know, there's this point where the momentum that you create meets reality And reality has always been that sometimes it would come to a fucking Tuesday night and I'd be recording for the next day because I just hadn't had a chance to. But I didn't make it like mean anything. I just fucking did it, you know? And even if it was me saying, like, I'd recorded episodes that was just me saying how I didn't know what I wanted to say. And I'd record a whole episode around that. Which is, I guess, kind of what I'm doing now in a way. But I think we think that having that kind of consistency is motivating, and sometimes it's not. You know, like, just because we've decided to do something doesn't mean that it's going to be any easier. It's still fucking difficult. It's even more difficult when the novelty of it fades, particularly when you're an ADHDer, right? Like, constantly seeking novelty, new experiences. And this isn't a new experience. It's a new experience in the way I'm experiencing it, but it's not a new thing, right? And when you're doing it week in, week out, how do you create some novelty? And like, I've had so many clients come to me and they're just bored of their brand, bored of their podcast, bored of their business. That happens because the novelty does wear off. Just because you're doing something that you like, there's a saying around like the easiest way to kind of kill your creativity is try to make a living from it. Because then it becomes work. And work, you're not always showing up out of a place of inspired action. You're showing up because it's required. It's what's required for the job. And it's not always going to feel amazing. It's not always going to feel inspired. I think sometimes we can have this tendency to think that because it doesn't feel inspired, maybe we shouldn't bother with it. But when I started to break down why was I recommitting to weekly, and I felt tentative about doing that at the time, to be honest, because I know how hard it is to keep creating when you don't feel like it. Part of it is about discipline, right? And that's the part that I guess has made me turn the mic on today, the discipline part of it, because it's certainly not the inspiration part. There's this element of this which is about our identity, or, yeah, our relationship to ourself, right? Like, what does it actually mean to be someone who shows up when there isn't a big idea and there isn't the inspiration? I think we can make it mean it's not going to land, it's not going to have impact if it's not coming from this truly inspired place. But I think sometimes it's important for us to be driven by meaning and purpose, and other times it's important for us to be driven by rhythm and routine and structure. Both together help to build this trust creatively within ourselves, right? Because I could go back to just posting irregularly, and I've asked myself why wouldn't I do that? And it's because if I give myself that, I won't show up. It's the same thing. It's the same thing as when I exercise, right? We know the hardest part is putting on the shoes, and then we get going and we build the momentum when we're out hitting the pavement. You get your shoes on, the hardest part is walking out the door, and then you're there. And I have always given myself permission. If I get to the gym and I don't feel like it, I'll just put in minimal effort or I'll go home. And that never happens. It never happens. Might have happened once or twice in my entire life because I show up and I start and I feel good and I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm doing this. But putting on the shoes is the hardest part, right? And I know myself, when I'm just not intrinsically motivated to go to the gym, even though I know it feels really good. And so I create the conditions for me to show up. So I book into classes. I have a gym where I have to book in and they sting me $10. I've spoken about this before. If I don't show up, And so I show up because I don't want to pay $10 not to go to a class. I also don't want to take a spot away from someone else who does want to show up and can't book in because the class is full. And so I need that kind of external motivation to go. If I don't, and I've done this before, I had a gym membership prior, like years ago, and I know that I don't work this way because I've tried it multiple times, where if I just buy a gym membership and I tell myself I'll go when I feel like it, I'll never feel like it and I'll never go. I need to have that date in the calendar, the time in the calendar, the appointment with the personal trainer, or some reason to show up other than just the intrinsic motivation, because it's just not there for me. And that goes for everything. It goes for work projects too. When I first started Radcasters, I sold the course before I'd built it. If I built it and then I sold it, I'd just forever stay in this place of perfecting it, or just like I'd get bored and I wouldn't do it. But once I'd sold it, I owed it to someone. And so then I go about and I find the motivation to finish it because I've got that external accountability. And that's what keeps me going and motivated. That's how I launched Radcasters. Back in the day, I think I mapped out a loose outline of what the modules would be and what the course would be like. And I think I might have recorded some stuff for the first module, but then I sold it and I built it after people had bought it, because I knew that that would be the only way I would find the discipline to see it through to the end. Not everyone is built that way, but I certainly am. So me recommitting to this podcast and coming back weekly, like if I give myself permission just to show up irregularly, I just know I won't. I mean, I will, but it'll be like, I don't think I even did an episode. I think I did maybe one or two episodes last year. That was it. That isn't going to get me to where I want to be in my relationship to my voice. But you know what will? This. Showing up when it feels hard. Showing up when I'm full of doubt, showing up when I'm wondering if there's any value in this, showing up when I don't really know where I'm going, just showing up. There's this dance often that can happen, because on the one hand, I don't want to be forcing shit. I don't want to get into this place where I'm showing up and I'm forcing shit and I'm feeling resentful about the fact that I committed to this. I don't want to get into that whole thing. But I also don't want to just drift into oblivion and have a regular episode come out whenever. I want to like build this discipline, you know, and create something that means something to me, that most of the time I have fun creating, but I can still find the motivation to show up anyway, you know, and to get something out, not just for the sake of it, but for me to see again that I can do this, because it's important to me. We often talk a lot about big breakthroughs, and the comeback is, you know, big and inspiring and impactful. When I've been interviewed by someone and I'm like, oh my God, ChatGPT has written these questions. One of the questions that I hear is, what was that breakthrough moment for you? AI thinks that we have these big lightning bolt moments, and we don't. Sometimes we have these lightning bolt moments, like 4 weeks ago when I showed up at the mic and I was like, I'm ripping this Band-Aid off. I'm feeling super inspired. Let's fucking do this. That's a breakthrough. But actually, it's these quieter weeks where doubt kicks in, where I don't feel necessarily motivated, where I don't really know what my direction is, and when it feels hard. They're the true breakthrough moments. Not the big lightning bolt moments of Yeah, I don't think life works like that for most of us. It's these quieter moments where we have to, where we choose to show up or we don't, that are actually the true breakthrough, right? Like it's completely unremarkable, but it's where the real work, I think, is. It's in showing up when you just don't necessarily feel like it, when you're not feeling super inspired. So yeah, for me right now, I'm still figuring this out, and I'm still figuring out if it's worth it, because, you know, just because something worked in the past for me doesn't mean that it's the right path now. So just because showing up weekly for however many weeks on reflection feels like it had a positive impact on my confidence and my relationship with my voice, is that just like confirmation bias, or is that actual fact? I'm not sure. But I'm never going to know the impact of this if I don't do it. One of the talent that I work with is this remarkable human, Jess Waterhouse, and they did a post on their Instagram, I think, about how time passes. Time passes anyway. They are kind of on the precipice of turning 30 and thinking about, like, well, you know, time's going to pass, so I can either commit to this and I'll be 10 years from now, because these 10 years are going to go and they're going to go fast. And 10 years from now, when I'm nearly 40, I can look back and be somewhere because I've taken action when it's felt sometimes hard today. But if I don't, the time's going to pass anyway. And in 10 years, I'm going to wake up and potentially regret the fact that I never did what I wanted to do. So that inspires me in some ways. I'm nearly 50. And I know for a fact that time passes. Time passes whether you change something today or you don't. Not that there's like some, I don't have these big motivational dreams to be somewhere, but I do want to be making some kind of progress in my life. I want to be going new places, trying new things. And because I'm in this kind of transitional phase right now where I'm not really sure where I'm going and what I'm going to be doing, it's even more important for me to show up and use the time I have. Because, you know, I see this all the time. Someone gets this opportunity to give themselves space, right? And so they think, oh, I've got all this space. Oh my God, how many times have, oh my God, I've done this so many times. And I know you probably have too, where you've been like, I'm going to go away. I'm going to go away for a couple of days and I'm going to do so much writing. I'm going to start that book. And then you get there and you don't. You end up doom scrolling or whatever, you know, like, and so you don't use that time. And then you leave and you wish you had, and you regret that you didn't. And that can happen sometimes when you take a break. You know, you take a break from, like, I see it a lot when someone goes on, when someone is like made redundant and in between, and they've given themselves permission to take 3 months off to focus on creating something for themselves. And then the 3 months is up and they haven't done anything. It's so common. And then they regret that, because it does take a lot of discipline to show up when you don't really know where you're going and you don't really know if it's going to work. It takes a lot of trust in yourself. It takes a lot of commitment and discipline. And those are things that I'm not particularly good at. Which I say that and then I'm like, but bitch, you showed up for fucking 7 years, week in, week out. How can you say you're not committed, you're not disciplined? I think there's probably areas in all of our lives that prove that we are. You know, we say we're not disciplined, we're not committed, we're not blah, 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 whatever. But when we actually look for the evidence, it's there. It just might not look in the way that you think it should look. Anyway, that's kind of just where I'm at. Week four, it's felt hard. And you know what? The funny thing is, it felt hard. It did feel hard. It felt exactly like me putting the runners on to walk out the door to go to the gym. I knew that if I put on my shoes and I left, I'd never regret going, but I would always regret not having done it. So it's the same with this. It might feel really hard for me to sit behind the mic and hit record, but if I'm disciplined enough to do it, I'm never going to regret having done it. The regret comes in not having done it. So sometimes consistency, when it comes to podcasting, for me, particularly at this point in my life, it's not about necessarily having something really important, impactful, succinct, articulate to say. For me, it's more important right now for me to be in the conversation, to stay showing up. Because at the end of the day, I know I'm going to hit publish on this episode and I'm going to feel better for it. Much better than if I didn't. So sit with that and press publish on whatever it is you want. You know, like if you're looking to create some kind of change for yourself, hack that shit. Find a way to make it easier on yourself so that you can keep moving in the direction that you want to move in, so that you can build up that trust, so that you can, yeah, show up consistently. So in 10 years' time, you're not going to have regrets for all the things you didn't commit to today. And I don't say that in a Tony Robbins sense. Push through, commit, commit, commit. You know, it's like, it's not as dramatic as that. We can feel that dramatic sometimes, but it's not, you know. It's like, because I asked myself, if I didn't do this today, would it feel like a relief? And that's a flawed question to be asking myself, because yes, it would feel like a relief not to do it, but that relief would be very short-lived, because eventually it would turn into regret that I didn't, you know? And I think that's the difference. If I fast forward 5 years and I haven't shown up today, it probably doesn't matter in the long-term scheme of things. But if I get to 5 years from now and nothing has changed because I didn't, you know, like I didn't do things when they felt harder and I just chose relief every time, I will ultimately end up with regret. So yeah. All right, it's starting to rain here. I got to close the windows. I'll catch you next week. Peace.